KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk. Thanks for tuning in to part two of the election of directors for JALISTA. JALISTA's board consists now of 11 directors. Each nominee is seeking election for Unit 1 and 2. Here's Myra Nanning of Bethel and Joanne Jorgensen-Werning of Anchorage and Urgeley from Alaganak. Tell us your first and last name, your Yupik name, where you're from, and who your parents are.
Yeah, my name is Mayuin P. Manning Sr. My Yupik name is Tisak, and I'm originally from the village of Hoopa Bay, Alaska, or in Yupik Napagakmimuna.
What are you running for election, and what are your qualifications?
Well, I am running for JALISTA board. Again, I got elected back in 2015, but I served also on the board of directors back in early 1980s when JALISTA was on the verge of bankruptcy, and I've seen the company turn around from the bankruptcy, almost the bankruptcy status, to what was turned around by the former CEO and the former board members.
What are the most important issues the JALISTA region that you could affect as a board member?
I think one of the things that JALISTA can do is to create more business and employment opportunities out here in the JALISTA region. I know they're looking at the Donald Creek, but that's quite a ways down. But I think that they can definitely start creating jobs and opportunities for shareholders even before then.
Why should JALISTA shareholders vote for you?
Well, I've been on the board of JALISTA before, and also I'm a board member of our village corporation, Sea Lion Corporation, and I've been on the board of Sea Lion since about 1980. And I think the experience that I've gained from being on Sea Lion board will help guide the direction that JALISTA is moving forward on. And I do believe that the most important thing that JALISTA can do and be is be more transparent to the shareholders as well as to the board, because right now I think that there's very limiting factors within the JALISTA board where a majority of six are trying to dictate in many ways the direction of JALISTA.
What is your response to allegations and lawsuits concerning JALISTA CEO Andrew Guy and former board chair Wayne Don?
Well, I think as a leader of an organization, you cannot put your leadership position without and not deal with some of the things that you, as a leader, have to deal with. I know that Wayne was trying to address an issue that he felt was not being addressed by our CEO. And instead of the CEO taking responsibility, all the blame was put on the, as far as I know, all the blame was put on the former board chair for trying to call a meeting to have the board review or have an investigation to make sure that there were things taken care of in terms of the thing that was going on at JALISTA. I know the former employee was also in the past employed by our village corporation, but we did terminate him. And, you know, based on that, I think that they should have done a better job of doing a background check, as well as the person should have been a lot more open and honest in his previous employment records.
Any final comments, Myron?
Well, I think Celista really needs to be transparent in a lot of things that they deal with instead of not being transparent, because a lot of times one of the things that I know this because we're not in the majority is that we're not invited to some of the meetings that they've held. And I think that the ultimate mistake was for a reaching the lawsuit to have been filed when, in essence, when you run a business, that's the first thing that you try to avoid.
Oyana Chaknak.
Oyana.
Tell us your first and last name, your Yupik name, where you're from, and who your parents are.
Okay, my name is Joanne Jorgensen Warning. My Yupik name is Nakuching. I'm originally from the village of Alaknak. My parents are David and Ruth Jorgensen.
What are you running for election, and what are your qualifications?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What are you running for election, and what are your qualifications?
I'm running for the board seat in Unit 2. My qualifications, I've served in the past as a board member. My seat is up for re-election. I currently, I graduated from high school in Alaknak, and I went on to earn a degree in business management at UAF, and I have a master's degree in accounting.
What are the most important issues the Jalista region that you could affect as a board member?
Frankly, what I really believe in is infrastructure, education, and work for our shareholders. I think that's really important in order to, for our young people to seek out a better future.
Why should Jalista shareholders vote for you?
I support a positive relationship between the board, management, our business partners, and our shareholders. I think it's very imperative that we create and foster such a relationship so that we can continue to grow and improve. It is important in the business arena to lead with positivity in all aspects. Our shareholders want and deserve a unified and cohesive board to work alongside with management.
What is your response to allegations and lawsuits concerning Jalista CEO Andrew Guy and former board chair Wayne Don?
I don't think I can speak on the allegations against Andrew Guy. But I fully and 100% support Wayne Don. He is a true leader. He's done nothing wrong. And from the interviews that I've read, he's only stated facts.
Any final comments, Joanne?
No.
Oyana Jaknak.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ben Nuguzuk, Nancy L. Andrew, Edward Beans, Robert L. Beans, Felix P. Hess, Al Yunick, Robert J. Hoffman, Ron Hoffman, and Marcy Shear were unavailable for any comments. Good luck to all the nominees. My name is Petra Hartbuck. Thanks for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK.